I think you are aware about the Entebbe meeting. The Entebbe meeting actually was rejected by a majority of the opposition. And then after the Sudanese mediation came up yesterday with a new proposal that is based on the Entebbe proposals and also based on the reverse bridging proposal, and also based on the Khartoum declaration that was signed. So today the parties are to respond to these new proposals. Thereafter, they will be expected a final outcome on Saturday, on Friday, I mean, if there will be an agreement or there will be no agreement. So basically what we have right now at hand is the new proposal that had come up, which actually tried to mold and did a lot of a bit of improvements on the Entebbe proposal that was presented by Museveni.
Yes, and what is this new proposal saying?
It tried to maintain the Entebbe proposal over the presidency, and then also did a little bit of changes on the Tigono, based on Tigono, came up with a new percentage that is actually 55 to the Tigono, and then you have 25 and 10 to SOA and 10 to OPP, and then is expected to be the power ratio, and actually it goes to, this power ratio is to, has to apply to the states and to the local government. So the difference here is that this new proposal actually talked about responsibility sharing at the state level until the county level, I mean county until the boom of the local level in general, based on this new power sharing, based on this ratio. And then it has compiled a deal, maintained the 32 states, and then also as compiled also talked about 550. And then also it talks about 45 ministries. So basically it's like the only change on this is basically the responsibility sharing at the state level and to the county level.
Yes, and that's what I was coming into, the Kampala proposal or the Entebbe proposal, and this new document that is circulating. The model is the same. There's no much differences really. So what... the reaction of the opposition to this now?
We are all to react today. So we received the document last night, and everyone has been busy doing some writing, and we actually also expected to have the reaction today. So probably by your nationwide and all this, you will be able to get the reactions from the South Sudan's opposition alliance and the other political parties, and probably the SPLM-IO in regards to the new post. It's called Agreement on Outstanding Issues on Responsibility Sharing. It's called the Post-Entebbe Draft.
How will you describe this Post-Entebbe meeting and going back to the negotiation tables at the moment?
Actually, there are a lot of things that have been circulated in the media. And I think South Sudanese has been left in a major dilemma as far as the Entebbe thing is concerned. First and foremost, I really want to say that there was no signed or anything agreed in Entebbe. The only thing that was agreed in Entebbe, and we had accepted it, was basically the fact that we have to have an inclusive, and we accept ourselves as South Sudanese. That means Dr. Riek Machar reinstatement. That was actually agreed, but was actually agreed earlier by the three head of the states, and we were actually called to witness the agreement. And the other people talked about all were actually presented to us. We actually rejected it, and we said this, we are not part of this, because basically we were not involved in it from the earlier process. And therefore, President Museveni says, fine, if you say you are not part of it, then should be treated as proposals. So basically to us, those who are part and partial of the process and the meeting, we are taking it as a proposal. And as a result of this proposal is now what has come up today, what is called the Post-Entebbe Draft. So basically, we are to look at the Post-Entebbe Draft. Yes, we understand now the process is becoming much more serious and limitation on what to say and what to be done, because the fact now the process is actually being headed by the head of the state and is mediated by the head of the state directly. So probably we will have to have a response to this post-interview, and therefore by today then it would be clear. So the real rejection in official manner, those who have rejecting the Entebbe deal will reject it based on today's draft, because today's draft is officially handed over to us, the parties, and is officially in written, but Entebbe draft was nothing in written, so it was basically a meeting. But what we could say, it was fruitful at least, because there was a common ground and engagement that was actually being met. So the public actually should understand the Entebbe, there's no agreement actually signed in Entebbe. What was there is that people had sort of understanding, and whatever came from Entebbe were proposals, and those proposals are the one being presented today as Khartoum, as called the post-Entebbe draft.